get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is already in studio. Yeah, a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Although, nothing is going to compare to your...
Yeah, I know. That was shocking enough.
Eskimo Kiss, yeah. Shock of the day.
Yeah, except if you want to get it wrong.
Drawing a name because I had the shot caller last, and I got Jose.
Oh.
So Jose, grab the shot caller and put that on while he's doing that. Jeff, if you can, if you can recover from your Eskimo Kiss, can you please read Jose the shot caller question of the day?
All right, Eskimo bro.
Oh, News. You don't know what that means.
U.S. News and World Report just put out their annual list of the best-paying jobs in America, which mainly features a lot of different types of doctors and management positions. And most of the careers on that list have above-average stress and bad work-life balance, or both. But out of all the professions that make six-figure salaries, only one is classified as having below-average stress and good work-life balance. What is it?
Because I was thinking lawyer, but I'm like, no, they're super stressed.
I actually saw this headline and I didn't click on it.
Oh,
I'm
bro,
sorry.
You gotta help me. Come on.
But I will say my first instinct is the one profession that you go to, they work like 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I know the one that I had growing up had a racquetball court in the lobby.
Whoa.
Because that's what he liked to do.
Rich.
Dentist.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
They have
and
a good
I'm
work
going
life
to see
balance
my dentist
for sure.
Today.
If he's working.
Yeah, exactly.
You might go in there and they'll be like, yeah, actually, he decided to take today off from exactly the time you want to be there. That seems usually be what happens.
He didn't realize it was a Thursday or a Wednesday or whatever day it is. He's not coming.
Yeah, just basically know he kind of shows up when he wants. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
U.S. News and World Report just put out their annual list of the best-paying jobs in America. Out of all the careers, only one is classified as having below-average stress and a good work-life balance. What is it?
I feel like it's got to be, like, it's so specific, but like I feel like all those guys at, like, Facebook and Google and, like, Netflix, just have nothing to do at work and they make all this money.
No, they have a bunch of perks because literally they make their employees live there.
Really?
Well, because they work so many hours. They work so many hours.
Okay.
And it's high stress, like very competitive. My other thought was like a YouTuber.
Oh, but they don't all, you either
but
make
that's
like
a lot
million
of stress.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress too to come up with things every day. Yeah.
Content. Okay, you know what? I think logically you're right. I think becoming a dentist is stressful, but once you're there, easy life.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty nice.
You know?
They're always tan and
always
vacation.
Golfing. All right, I'm going with dentist.
Out of all the professions in America that make six-figure salaries, only one job is classified as having below-average stress and a good work-life balance. It's a position in the medical field, but it's low stress because they usually don't have to handle life-threatening emergencies.
Uh-oh.
Plus, they have more flexibility with their hours.
Uh-oh.
Talking about orthodontists.
Oh, specifically.
That's so close.
It's so,
so close.
Yes.
It doesn't count.
No,
they
not
do
right.
Just braces and stuff.
Yeah,
and
so they're not even doing like the hard, like, I mean, it's hard probably, but
not
like,
even the
they're not doing the cleanings and stuff. All right, so
it.
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Itsy Bitsy Spider before you get shot.
I can
so
do that.
The lyrics for that, and whenever you're ready.
Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. Yeah, I knew it! I knew you were going
to
do it.
Yeah, I had to hear the whole thing. You can't hear half of that song. All right, the show is done. Remember, if you missed anything, you can always find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve, Off the Chain, Boyd, and Jeff. Chain me up. Have a good one. We'll see you later.